This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. I want to dedicate this for the Refor Shlema of Rivka Chana Bas Yipar Navadina Bas Sterna, Avram Simcha Mimali, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. They shall have a Refor Shlema. So this parsha, as far as Jewish history is concerned, is really a very defining moment when Hashem tells Avram that he has to go Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. He has to leave his homeland, his birthplace, and he needs to go to the place that God will show him, which we know is the land of Israel. Later on in the parsha, we see that it's really a very defining moment for the Jewish people is the Bris Bein HaBesarim, where God makes a covenant with Avram, and he promises Avram that his offspring will inherit the land. And it's very important, something that everybody should read and study, and it's really defining in terms of who we are as a people. And in that parsha, it's a very strange, the whole thing is very, very strange in terms of how you read it and understand the flow of the psukim, of the verses, because it starts out, it's right after the battle where Avram is able to defeat the four kings, and then it says that he's that Avram is worried. God says, you don't have to worry. And he promises that he will have children, and Hashem believes him. I'm sorry, Avram believes him, and God, Hashem sees it as a as a positive thing that Avram is willing to take God's word at, and believe that he will have children. But then God tells him that he's going to, his children are going to inherit the land, and Avram then questions. Whereas he accepts the promise of children, but when it comes to the idea of his children inheriting the land, that Avram questions. Bama eda ki irashena. How do I know? How will I know that that will be? And then God's answer is, I want you to take a number of different types of animals, line them up, and then splits them, and they walk through it, and that's the krisas bris. That's the cutting of the. Of the animals is the creation of the covenant. So the Maral in Prague asks the question, like, what is the flow of this conversation? And the Maral looks at different teachings within the tradition, both the Medrash and the Talmud, and it's very strange because what they say is that what God is saying, you want to know what? How do you know that your children will inherit the land? Basically, the answer is karbanos, sacrifices, that those animals are all different types. They're really signifying, they're symbolic of all the different sacrifices that will be brought in the temple. And so here Avram asks, how do I know that my children will either deserve the land to inherit, or they will, inherit the land, different, or they will survive and be able to always be connected to the land? How do I know? And God says, karbanos, sacrifices. So Maral says, what is it talking about? So the Maral, in a beautiful way, explains that when Avram asks, what is it about my family, my offspring, that they should inherit the land of Israel? And God says, it's about the sacrifices, because in order to understand, the sacrifice works because of the people that it is helping. And the reason it works is because the nature of the Jewish soul is so elevated that when they sin, the sin is not who they are. In their essence, they're pure. And so therefore, a karban, a sacrifice, works in atonement because the sin itself is superficial. It's not in, it doesn't become internalized in terms of the Jewish persona, in terms of the Jewish soul, because of its elevated status. And so therefore, you want to know how come the Jewish people are deserving of the land? It's because the nature of their soul is so elevated that it fits this place, this holy place. The land of Israel is so lofty, is so elevated. It's fit for the Jewish people because their souls are so elevated. And therefore, when you ask, when God is answering Avram's question, he's saying that the fact that sacrifices work to bring atonement, it's because the nature of sin for the Jewish soul is so external and so not who they are So that's why something as in a way superficial as a sacrifice can work to bring atonement. And that's just explaining to Avram, you want to know who your kids are? It's that who they are. They're so elevated and they're so pure in their essence. Therefore, that is why the land of Israel is fitting for them. And so it says in other places that the land of Israel doesn't tolerate sin. It's because the nature of the land itself also is so elevated. And so here we have in chapter 15 of Genesis, the most important thing is that we have to remind ourselves of who we are. Karbanos work for us. That sacrifices work. You know why? Because we're so elevated. And unfortunately, we forget that sometimes, or many times, or we don't even really sense. And so here it is. The Maharal is telling us that is exactly what God is telling Avram. You know who your kids are? They're so lofty. They're such a high level that sin never permeates. It never is who they are, because that's in their essence. They're so holy and so pure. And so therefore, that's why it's befitting. And that's why they are the ones who will inherit the land. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.